The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And welcome to Kia Ora and Crack on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. And I'm your host, Leon, so welcome along to the show tonight. And boy, we've a great show, as always. It's the second one back after that wee siesta. Is that the word you use? Siesta, midday. When you disappear for 3 months and don't do a show, it's probably more than a siesta. But however, it's great to have you here. So what's been happening, people? Hope everyone's good. We've got loads of great tunes to play tonight. We're going to have an update about what's happening. We're going to obviously touch upon the topic of the All Black Ireland test. Ooh, feeling confident. And loads more banter. So we're going to kick it off with, get some tunes going. This is Alternative Ulster by Stiff Little Fingers. And how good is that? Alternative Ulster by the Stiff Little Fingers. You gotta love it. So, hey, what's been happening? Let's see what's happening in Ireland. We're just going to delve into the news here. First, I think it's the only time we'll touch on COVID today. I see there was a nice piece by the RTE Health correspondent. We may be weather-beating, but not defeated by COVID. Hey, we're talking about vaccinations. Woohoo! Basically, this piece I was reading the other day, this chap, Fergal Bells, is commenting that if we didn't have the high level of vaccination that now exists in Ireland, the daily number of cases would be over 10,000 cases a day. and the figure would continue to multiply rapidly. So, say in the last 2 weeks, about 25,000 people have come forward for the first time vaccination. And the government view is that high cases numbers do not mean the same now as they did last year. So as daily case numbers passed 4,000, there was not the level of anxiety that was before. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar yesterday described the situation as fragile but stable. And I say it's interesting they talk about booster vaccinations for the over 60s begin to be administered well, a few days ago in Ireland. And people will be contacted directly about their appointments. So there's also a booster vaccination campaign for 300,000 frontline healthcare staff this week. And it will take about 6 weeks to complete. And there's also booster jabs for the over 65s in nursing homes. And, oh yeah, that's actually almost finished. And, yeah, vaccination against COVID-19 will be with us for the foreseeable future. So, yeah, I suppose that's some good news, you know. It's better to be, what was the term Varadkar used? Fragile but stable than, you know, complete chaos. We went up to, 200 cases yesterday, which still seems not much in comparison to, you know, like those numbers in Ireland. So if they're keeping it under control, I'm sure we will too. So let's keep the tunes going. This is the script with Paint the Town Green.
Since you've been in the life you had in Dublin, now we're nothing but a dream. To be right there in the moment, you'd give anything to be. That's alright, cause tonight we're gonna paint the town green. Your friends are on the phone, now it's so close to Paddy's Day. And it kills you not to be there, but life got in the way. If I have to break the bank, spend every penny on your dreams. It's alright, cause tonight we're gonna paint the town green.
Just like home, let's color the streets like our own. Let's make this place feel like our home. If it's just you and me, it's alright, cause tonight we're gonna paint the town green.
Like it was the Lewis line. Change the Hudson to the Liffey. We kissed for the first time. From the city into Dublin, yeah, wherever we may be. It's alright, cause tonight we're gonna paint the town green.
Just like home, let's color the streets like our own. Let's make this place feel like our home. If it's just you and me, it's alright, cause tonight we're gonna paint the town green. We'll be right back.
And how good was that? That was the script, Paint the Town Green, and it's been a while since I've heard much from them. So, yeah, one more thing I'll touch on about vaccinations. I was reading about this, what do they call them? That in the UK, they're going to have they're just about to finish testing antiviral vaccinations against COVID. So not to stop you getting it, but to deal with it if you get it, you know? It's also interesting to see that word is still awaited from the European Medicines Agency and whether it will approve vaccinations for those aged 5 to under 12 years of age. It's a delicate issue. These vaccinations with a lower dose are getting underway in the US, and it's a question that it's going to, you know, it would be on the table. But it would be unlikely that any vaccination programs for 5 to 11-year-olds is going to happen this year. So that's interesting. And yeah, see, as I was talking about earlier, the first antiviral pill for the treatment of COVID-19 was approved for use in the UK. And it's for people who have had a positive COVID-19 test and works by preventing the virus from multiplying, keeping virus levels low in the body and reducing the severity of the disease. And we'll also be hearing a lot more about monoclonal antibodies, drugs that prevent people from developing severe illnesses and requiring hospitalization. Vaccines stimulate and prepare the immune system to respond. Monoclonal antibodies boost the immune system after a person is already ill. So yeah, they're talking about a nasal spray. So it's amazing to look at, like, with Ireland, with the prevalence of it being so much more than we've had here in Ireland, how, yeah, like, kind of ahead of the curve. And as we're, you know, working on vaccinations container, they're working at, you know, like, they've already reached that kind of level, and now they're working at, you know, solutions that, when, even if it has been contained and it still has an impact on people, how to mitigate that impact. So yes, we'll see. But hey, let's keep the tunes going. This is YouTube. We want One Tree Hill, and we're not going to talk anymore about COVID. I promise. I swear. YouTube, One Tree Hill.
For Greg Carroll, this is One Tree Hill. We turn away to face the cold, enduring chill as the day. We see.
again, how good is that? That's you two, One Tree Hill. Hey, I was just checking out Waterford Whispers, and there's, you know, at the tiny issue of a sister dying. Hungover Waterford woman calls for a sister dying. Bet into a, yeah, I'll read this piece. Bet into a sitting room couch like a soggy cream cracker. A local woman, Trina Ryan, has called on the government to revisit the idea of a sister dying after drowning a half bottle of vodka, 6 glasses of wine, 4 Jager bombs, and an extra spicy kebab tray late last night. Ryan, who was only 37, said she would gladly pass over now if it was legal for someone to assist her in dying, specifically before 5 p.m. when she was due in for a shift at work. "Just kill me now," Ryan pleaded, who had originally ventured out with one of the girls, but ended up vomiting into a doggy poop bag outside a friend's home at 4 a.m. this morning when missing one of her shoes. "I can only open one eye with a headache, and I keep forgetting to breathe and shucking out when I remember to. I probably don't have much longer left anyway, so let's get this over with now." And despite ordering a medium pepperoni pizza with extra cheese and a large bottle of Lucozade, the great-granddaughter of 8 showed no signs of recovery, with time now ticking closer to a 4:30 bus into work. "Maybe if I just throw myself under it, the pain can't be any worse than this, can it?" So, yeah. The dangers of hangovers. I remember it well. Hey, let's keep the tunes going. This is Adlan with This Is Live at Ficker Street.
Thank you. okay, sure. Yeah, we're gonna put a hand in the air there. Right, he's the halfway line, right? That chap there, right? Right? So here we go.
And how good is that? That's Aslan from Live at Ficker Street back in 99. Hey, I'm just checking there. Hey, who wants to feel old? Michael Collins, the movie, that's 25 years ago, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. So for those who don't know, it's the story of Michael Collins, his part of the rise and war of independence, and so on. And it was a Neil Jordan movie, you know, and it was really kind of the start, you know, because we were talking in kind of the mid-90s or early 90s. To talk of an Irish film industry was to indulge in wishful thinking. And it was, you know, there'd never been anything done of this scale. So it was Neil Jordan, you know, because he'd had Company of Wolves, Mona Lisa, Crying Game, Interview with the Vampire that enabled the creation of this movie. So it's still pretty amazing. It's 25 years ago. And it's interesting we talk about the Irish film industry. You just see that Kenneth Branagh is working. He's got a semi-autobiographical. I said I got the film Belfast, which he's, you know, the purpose of it is to, you know, to a degree, to help him understand the trauma of living as a child through the Troubles. It's a black and white period film following a working class family and their young son growing up in the city of Belfast as the Troubles begin to break out. So it's due for release in February. So that actually looks very interesting. So yeah, what Irish films have you seen between then and now that you've really been impressed by? We'll come back to that. Let's have a little think about that. But let's keep the tunes going. This is Bell X1 with The Great Defector.
Tell us about those rabbits, George. I'm the defector. Let's make a new world order. Let's make it rhyme. You're the chocolate at the end of my cornetto. I love the way your underwire bra always sets off that X-ray machine. Coming from the land and now I love the color of it all. Blue lights on the runway, I love the color of it all. I'm the defector, 'cause someone stirred my soul.
That was Bell X1, The Great Defector. Brilliant movie. Okay, I was actually like Irish movies because we seem to just go off on a little tangent on that. I was going to have a quick run through. I found this Irish Times top 50 Irish movies of all time. So let's see what you've heard of, what I've heard of. Let's go. I actually don't think there's going to be loads of now. Korea, 1950. Cardboard Gangsters, never heard of it. Intermission, number five, first one I know. Brilliant. I can't believe it's only 48. It was a great movie. Snap. No. Kisses. No. Good Favor. Saviors. Kings. I don't know this. Hushabye Baby. The Secret of Rowan Inish. I've heard of her, but I don't really know her. Shadow Dancer, Marty, Silent Grace. In America, heard of that, which was Jim Sheridan, semi-autobiographical. Does the award again. commitments. Yeah, we've definitely heard that. The general, no. Gaza, never heard of it. The Secret of Kells, yes, heard of that. Bloody Sunday, yeah, Jimmy Nesbitt in there. Garage, no. The Image You Missed, no. The Killing of a Sacred Deer, no. Him and Hers, no. Butcher Boy, yes. Yeah, that was a really weird movie. Odd Man Out, with Carol Reed. A masterly thriller, with James Mason as an IRA man. No, I never heard of that. It actually looks quite good. The Rocky Road to Dublin by Peter Lennon in 1967. I never heard of it. It actually sounds really good. Good Vibrations, Silence, no. The Magdalene Sisters in 2002. Yeah, I saw that. Once. Great movie. Fading Light, no. Song of Granite, no. Misha Era, no. I'm really doing bad at this. Brooklyn, yeah, I've seen that. The Lobster, no. My Left Foot, yes, I know that one. Wind That Shakes the Barley, great movie. Adam and Paul, yeah, a study of two Dublin drug users that skirted Beckett and Buster Keaton. Yeah, really cool movie. Quiet Man, yeah. Crying Game, yeah. Hunger, yeah. Men of Erin, no. Anne Devlin, yeah. The Dead, I've heard of it, haven't seen it, James Joyce. And Barry Lyndon. No, I'm amazed how few I knew in there. Anyway, but let's keep the tunes going. This is Monday with Shannon. Shannon with the Galway Girl.
I took a stroll down the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day. And I asked your friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking the world down to Salt Hill Prom with a Galway girl. Halfway there when the rain came down on the day I she asked me up to her flat downtown on a fine soft day. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a swirl, and I lost my heart to a Galway girl. So when I woke up, I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, what would you do? If her hair was black and her eyes were blue. You see, I traveled around, I've been all over the world. And boys, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl. Woo!
How good is that? That's Galway Girl, the best version of it. So, hey, I suppose one thing we definitely need to touch upon is there's a little test of rugby going on next weekend. So, yes, the Ireland versus the All Blacks. It's going to be pretty exciting. So, okay, as we know the history, 32 tests. All Blacks maybe won slightly the majority with 29. Lost two. You know, which way, you know, a fair few years for that win, but, you know, I'm feeling confident. Yeah, totally. So it's next week. And I know the embassy actually just, you know, so yeah, that's basically the sum total of, I'm really not the best man for in-depth analysis of sporting fixtures, but I'm feeling confident we're going to do it. You know, I have a good feeling about this. You know, yeah, we're totally going to do it. Yay! You know, that wasn't a super impressive result against Italy there by the All Blacks. So, yeah, I think now is the day. So, one thing that was very cool, the Irish Embassy was looking about for images of families in New Zealand to share. That's going to go on the screen at the Aviva. So, we've sent myself and my boy and two mates of ours, Rosie and Bill, we've sent an image off to the embassy. So, yeah, it'd be nice to have our face on the screen there at the Aviva. But we'll wait and see. Hey, let's keep some more tunes going. This is The Frames with Star Star.
Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. Cause I don't understand these people saying the hill's too steep. Well, they'll talk and talk forever, but they'll just never climb. Oh. Fall down into your situations, bringing out the best in you. You're flat on your back again. And star, you're every word I'm heeding. Can you help me to see? Cause I'm lost in the marsh. Sing it, Liz. And star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. Cause I don't understand these people saying we're all asleep. Well, they'll toss and turn forever, but no rest will they find. Star, star. Close your eyes, count to three, make a wish. Come with me and we'll be in a world of pure imagination. Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. So I know what's going on in your mind, yeah. Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind, yeah. Star, star, teach me how to shine. Teach me so I know what's going on. Your mind, yeah. Star,
Yay, how good is that? You just can't beat a bit of the frame. So, hey, I found this interesting piece on Waterford Whispers. There's a Tesco going there and more Irish urban legends. Yes. So every city, every town, every country in the world has its own urban legends. Mythical, word-of-mouth tales about mysterious happenings in the lore of the locality. And Ireland is now different. Ours, except ours, are a bit more grounded. So, we're just going to run through a few of these. Yeah. So, the tale of the Tesco that never was. There's a disused plot of overgrown land in every town in Ireland, where teenagers gather at the weekend, despite the many keep-out warnings dotted around. Ask anyone in the area what's going on, and they'll say the same thing. There's a Tesco going there. Nobody knows where the notion that a Tesco would ever be built on the site came from, and nobody can explain why it never went ahead, if there ever was such a plan. Objection by a local supermarket, owner who holds sway over the council, the recession, the appearance of a big Aldi across town. We will never know. You know? Very true. You're the one who talks about the mysterious FaceTime from your mam at 3 a.m. Irish mothers and technology do not mix, that is a simple fact. If this is indeed the case, why so many Irish people receive missed FaceTime calls from their mams, usually at the time of night where she would normally have been asleep? In nearly every single one of these instances, the mam in question will argue that she made no such call, that she was in bed at that time, and besides, she doesn't know how to use the phone, you got me, at all. And what's wrong with the old phone I had? Is it a sleepwalking dial, or does she know rightly how to use the phone and accidentally slipped with snooping on you last night? The mystery remains. That's pretty cool. Hey, you wouldn't think there were some negative vibes. And let's play some negative vibes. This is Damien Dempsey.
Lord, won't you give me the strength to be strong and be true? 'Cause Lord, when the devil gets into my head, I'm so blue. Lord, won't you give me the strength to be strong and be true? You knock me, if you're so mighty, why waste your time with me? If I'm bad, ignorant and sad, why waste your time, you're mad? You're just mad because your life is sad. You've done nothing worthwhile. Twist a knife because you hate your life. My life you want to spoil. Well, I'm never going to let your negative vibes and comments get through to my psyche and cripple me. Away your tribe, and where will you be there?
And how good was that? That was Damien Dempsey, Negative Vibes. And I think it's a while since we've had played some Damien Dempsey. So good to have you back on the show, bro. So I'm just going to give you a quick update how you can watch this, because you really don't want to miss, because, you know, like, next time on the show, we're going to be celebrating Ireland's win against the All Blacks, and, you know, it's going to be mega. So this show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. And you can stream or download from the site. Look for the programs tab. There's also links to stream our podcast can be found at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. And you can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. And you can now also look for the podcast on Spotify. Search us out and make sure you follow us. Or there's the updated accessmedia.nz app. Look for the Kiwi Fruit logo. Download it for free from the Google Play or the Apple App Store. And then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station, and you can stream and download to your heart's content. Because, you know, who wants to miss this goodness? So, hey, you know, like, we're coming to that time again. I want to thank you all for being here on Kjol and Crack tonight. And we will be back in 2 weeks. So until then, I'll sign off. And this has been Leon on Radio Southland 96.4. And I'll see you in 2 weeks. Slán. And we're going to leave you with Gary Moore with Parisian Walkways.
Champs-Élysées, Saint-Michel and old Beaujolais. I recall that you were mine in those Parisian days.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.